Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And now we need to talk to Phil Mateer.
Yeah, Phil joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline because an appellate court ruled this month against California lawmakers and the Newsom administration, saying they did not meet environmental requirements in their multi-billion-dollar plan to expand the state capitol building. Phil, you and I have spent a lot of time in that Capitol building, and there's still signs of the last expansion. You walk down the hall on one side on the third floor, and suddenly on the other side you're on the fourth floor. So what's wrong with the Capitol building now?
Well, the Capitol building now, it's the annex off to the side that was built in the 50s, and that's where a lot of the offices that you and I go to cover the legislature are located. Now, you know, it's got asbestos problems. It's got, you know, it's got problems. I wouldn't say it's the worst building in the world, but I'm going to tell you, politicians love their offices, okay? It's status. It's everything. And any opportunity to make bigger offices, they're going to go for. So they came up with a plan. It started out in 2018 at about $775 million, that's right, to make over the old annex building that's attached to the historic Capitol. And when you add in, you know, moving the offices in temporary locations and then bringing them back and yada, yada, it came to about $1.2 billion total. Now, what was interesting was nobody really objected to it. There were some eyebrows raised. There were some concerns by preservationists. But it just rolled along, and even with a tab like that, until some historic preservationists said, you know something, this just doesn't look right. And they started digging around. And the long and the short of it was that the state, which mandates that everybody follow all the rules, didn't file its own environmental report accurately on its own building. They left out a visitor center they planned to build on the west side, and so you wouldn't even know it was there. And the historical preservationist said, that's going to change the whole look of the place, and the court agreed, saying, hey, you got to come up with the same thing as everybody else. The big question is whether this is going to go forward at the same scale now that it's hit the brakes.
Whose decision is that to make, Phil?
That is the state assemblies, the state legislature, and the governor. Now, it's interesting because politics is politics. Right now, when they approved this, we were flush with money, so it was no problem. It was going to be one of many office renovations going on in the Sacramento area. Two, there wasn't much talk about the impact it was going to have on the trees around the Capitol, which Brett knows are very massive and very old, and it turns out a lot of them are going to have to come down. So now you got the enviros on you. The third thing is that we're now in a deficit, so we don't necessarily have the money. These guys and gals are going to have to go ahead with this, redoing their own offices. But the biggest change was that Ken Cooley, who was a Democrat out of Rancho Cordova, who was sort of fronting the whole operation, he didn't get reelected. So the leader for the change isn't there anymore. We'll have to see how it goes, but it's an interesting little effect here. In other words, a lot of the things that the state tells other people to do when it came to their own building, their own development, their own project, they didn't do them. As a matter of fact, they even tried to hide some of it.
Do as I say, not as I do. KCBS insider Phil Mateer, and Phil will be on live again 7:50 tomorrow morning on KCBS.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.